USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate sends a $1.4 trillion spending package to President Trump's desk after passing it. The bill funds the government through the rest of the fiscal year and also raises the price of tobacco and vaping products from 18 to 21. All indications are that the president will sign the bill Friday. New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew is making it official. He's now a Republican.
This is just a better fit for me. This is who I am. It's who I always was, but there was more tolerance of moderate Democrats, of blue dog Democrats, of conservative Democrats, and I think that's going away.
The former Democrat made the announcement in the White House sitting next to President Trump. And your final numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 138 points to set another record at 28,377. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Fewer Americans are filing unemployment claims, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The Labor Department says around 234,000 workers did file first-time jobless claims last week. That's down 18,000 from a two-year high in the previous week. The largest increases were seen in California, New York, Texas, and Pennsylvania. Largest decreases in claims in Oklahoma, Vermont, and Arkansas.
During a symposium at the State Department on Thursday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announces sanctions on two Iranian judges for their harsh sentences.
Second, today the United States Department of Treasury will sanction two Iranian judges, Mohammad Moghisha and Abolghasem Salavati.
Pompeo says that if Iran's leaders want their nation to be accepted by other nation states, it must first live up to the commitments it has made to their own people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new report says almost 6 million people have dropped off food stamps with new work requirements and the economy continuing to improve under President Donald Trump. Mark Little is a board chairman for KEAR. He joins Fox News and shares why he believes folks are dropping off of food stamps.
Well, it's happening, Pete, because Trumponomics works. The American report card says we're doing well. The work ethic has been restored. And while the Democrats, the party of slavery, went low with their impeachment yesterday, the American workers went high, and they came off of food stamps, and they're back to work. And that is a good report card for America. Now, the reality is that public assistance is a bridge and not a destination. And to ask the American worker or the American recipient of SNAP to spend 20 hours a week doing job training, work, or even volunteering qualifies is not too much to ask in exchange for the receipt of that benefit.
And finally, five Washington Post reporters appeared to celebrate the impeachment of President Donald Trump Wednesday night in a photo showing them drinking beer and eating snacks at a local Washington, D.C. bar. Rachel Bade, who covers Congress for the Washington Post, sent out a tweet saying, "Merry impeachment from the WAPO team." Bade did delete the tweet and says it was misrepresented by some as an endorsement of some kind. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.